to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Please welcome, without a doubt, one of my favorite guests to have on the podcast, because Saul, everything that comes out of mouth is nothing but the truth.
Oh, yes.
Because you know, we have some celebs here and they say some stuff, you're like, is this the truth? Which one is this?
They just come here thinking, lies.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our resident medium, Tang. Oh, man, it's such an honor to have you. It's always a good time to have you. Last year you came round about this time, and most of the things that you said actually came true.
Most of the things, all the things.
I think all the things, actually.
Oh, hey, actually.
Because you mentioned that Ghost Lady's going to have a baby.
That was the first thing that I saw when I spoke to her.
She was with child.
Baby.
Yes.
Well, pregnant by then.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, she was with child.
Remember, the baby came in June, so yeah.
You mentioned there's going to be a third party who's going to try... mess up the podcast, male voice. Mm-hmm. You should have told us that you were sitting next to him. Because I thought it was someone from outside. I didn't think it was like someone in-house.
Yes, but you know what I'm glad about is that you guys took everything seriously and you worked on it.
Yes.
Especially the international opportunity.
Yes.
That unfolded beautifully.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And Saul and I had conversations afterwards that resulted in him having a nice job at Kaya FM now.
Yeah, we did.
Wait, so you've been helping Saul after the interview?
We had a few chats.
Yeah, we've been having a few chats.
We're friends, we're buddies.
She's my friend, man. I call her anytime. Look, I don't like the way Mac looked at me. What does it mean? She's like, did he go to Venda? Yes, he did. Bastard. He's going to cut his hair, beware. He's going to say, he doesn't know what happened to his hair. Meanwhile.
He planted it in Venda.
No, I'm kidding.
Was she on the money with some of the stuff she told you? Obviously,
everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay, but I think...
Everything. But I mean, she doesn't tell you, like, you know, you know your tomorrow now and stuff. Mm. But some things. And we chat once in a while, you know. Sometimes it's just friendly. It's nothing, you know what I mean? Mm. But she's always on the money, man.
Or when I see that he's got a guest that's lying and then I send him a private message.
Yeah, she's like, lies.
That's every week. All right, cool. So before you do a reading on the whole team, as usual... we got some questions from chillers because they really liked you last time you were here. So we asked them to send some questions, which we'll ask you. So let me start with the first one.
Okay. So before we go to that, I must tell you that after I came onto your show
previous
time, I had so many requests, not just from South Africa, but internationally as well. Whoa. So you have a lot of followers globally. Mm. People were reaching out and they were, when are you going to be on the show again? We would like to have a reading done. So I'm so glad that you've opened the platform to listeners having the opportunity.
Yeah. When we look at the analytics, we've got a huge following, like in the US, UK, Australia.
Australia. Tasmania. Makes sense.
And some odd places like Slovakia. You're like, oh, who's watching podcasts in Slovakia?
Slovakia.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about YouTube. It shows you like where people are listening.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
But I think it also is such good motivation for you guys that, you know, you've entered on this platform and touching lives globally.
Mm. Yes. Oh, man. We got to cut that up and make it a promo.
Yeah,
that's the definite.
All right, here's the first question. Ask her if she's ever declined giving a message from the other side to protect the receiver.
No. So often ancestors come through, and I love doing the crossing over because it gives closure to the loved ones here. So sometimes, like for example, I had a client this morning, strangely, she said to me, I'd like a reading done, but I don't want a crossing. And I said, no problem. I covered everything and I had to bring in
Before you continue, what's the difference between a reading and a crossover?
So a normal reading, I would just cover the career, the relationship, the health aspects, those areas. And a crossing over is somebody that's passed on. So then her grandmother kept coming through and wanted to connect with her. And I said, I'm sorry, but I have to give you this message. And I did. And then she was like, I needed that message. I needed to hear that. So you might sit there feeling, I don't want to talk to a person that's passed on. But the message might be profound and it will actually help you going forward. So obviously, I will do it respectfully. I will not force the message upon you. I will make sure that you handle it or you receive it well.
So what if now the message is of doom? You know, imminent doom that's gonna, that is in the foreseeable future, or it's a couple and the man or the woman is cheating or they're about to break up. Do you tell people that?
So that happens all the time, Saul. And even on air, on Metro FM, I've got to say to somebody, listen, that relationship is not working. But when you come to me, why do you come to me? You want help. You want honesty. Truth. You want the truth. So I'm not going to lie to you. If I see the relationship not working, if I see your partner is cheating, I'm going to tell you that information. Otherwise, you would never have come to me in the first place.
So people can come and just ask, how's the relationship I'm in? Does it have a future?
Yes.
Whoa. Bro, I wanted to ask her that today, but I'm so scared because I don't see me and my woman lasting the whole year. I've been fighting a lot.
No.
You had two kids in, man. It's too late.
Your partner loves you very much. Yes, she's very strong and she's very feisty. And you are very stubborn.
True.
So therefore, both of you argue because, listen, she's right 99% of the time.
She is. Right. But I can't give her that.
Exactly. You just need to learn to listen.
Wow. So I was scared of asking her because, hey, I don't want to know.
It's a scary question.
Yeah, because I love her so much, bro. And if Taz was to say, like, we're not going to be together, it would fucking...
No, your wife loves you too. She's actually your better half. Mm. She grounds you.
Yeah.
Right, she gets frustrated when you don't listen, and then you come back to and you say, "Okay, that was right." She loves you, though she would not have stayed.
Woo!
And she stayed through. The worst, a lot. You know,
she stayed through the worst. Yeah. Actually, the times that you're experiencing now is far better than what you've been through. There were periods where both of you wanted out.
Yes, 100%.
Now you're having normal couple fights.
Ah.
Right? And that's part and parcel of a relationship. But it's not to a point where there's a third party involved or she's not done with your personality being so stubborn. She loves you and she's with you for the long run.
Oh, I love you, baby.
Hey.
I'm happy there's no third party.
Hey, Chief.
He would be dead.
Please ask her, what is her take on ayahuasca retreats?
What retreats?
Ayahuasca. How do you explain this?
There's people gathering, like, and then there's like a guru and stuff, and then they take hallucinogenics, like mushrooms,
They
connect to something.
So I do retreats, but there's no substances involved, right? So when I look at now what you're talking about, it does alter your state of mind. Mm. And some people come out of it feeling, oh, I had an experience. No, you didn't have an experience.
You were high.
You were high. You know, so normal retreat, going with me on a normal retreat, I tap into your energy. We do meditations. We're working with your energy and you are feeling things without having to take any substance. And for me, that's more authentic.
Oh, wow.
Right? You're walking away with an experience that you know has not been altered by substances that is questionable later on.
Mm.
Right? So I don't approve of things like that.
Take me through a retreat, one of your retreats. What happens? Okay.
So I do a lot of retreats, local and internationally. In my retreat, I do meditations. I help you to experience your ancestors. We do chakra balancing. So there's like 7 core chakras. We help. So often people find that, you know, their energy is sluggish or they want to go forward in business or they want to go forward with career and nothing's working out. And often our energy is just stuck. So I work on that where we do a realignment, we do rebalancing. I help you to open your third eye. So because a lot of people, everybody is psychic. every single person has the opportunity of foresight, right? But we don't trust what we are seeing. We don't trust what we're feeling, right?
We call them instincts, maybe.
Exactly, your gut feel, your intuition, right? So I help you with that as well. Where we open your third eye, we allow you to be able to see things much clearer. So the retreat has a host of different elements that's involved. But the most important thing is you walk away feeling aligned and you feel a lot more in control. That's what we want. We want to feel in control of our life. And that's what I help you with.
I've always heard chakra. What's chakra? You said chakra points. What are those?
So we have different chakras, right? There's multiple chakra points, but there is the seven core chakras. So, you know, that aligns your body. So I work with that. That's just your energy points.
Oh.
Right.
And then is there a cost implication to this? And how many days are we looking?
So there's different days. You know, I could do a shorter retreat that's over a weekend. Or I do a 1 week retreat like, you know, at Zanzibar. Or now I'm doing a cruise to the Mediterranean and the retreat's going to happen on the ship itself. So yes, it's, you know, I make sure that I work around the schedule to make sure that everybody is getting the most out of it, whether it's a 3-day retreat or a 7-day retreat. The nice thing about my retreats is you're getting the healing and you're getting a holiday out of it. So you come back feeling really rejuvenated and aligned. Yes.
Oh, wow. And is there a cost implication?
Yes, there is a cost.
Yeah, you got to feed your kids, you know?
It's not about me. It's about paying for your flight. It's about paying for the accommodation. It's about paying for everything else as well. But it's not expensive, and your listeners can follow me on Instagram to see all of that.
How often do you do?
Often. So it's a joke at Metro FM that I should own a ship. I do so many cruises.
Ownership is important.
But there's so many retreats happening on the ship because I find it's the easiest way to travel. You get to see so much. And the cruise lines have been very accommodating in terms of the retreat. So I tend to do more of that on a cruise line.
Mm. Imagine if she was on O-ship.
No. She can't be on O-ship. It's not the place.
So I'll just child your down. Wife.
I know.
My wife here. How, Sway?
No, go to cabin XYZ and knock on the door.
Please ask her dating life. How her dating life is when she can hear spirits. Has it ever affected a relationship? And has she declined gents because of the spirits he carries around?
Okay, so I am married.
Okay.
I'm married now for 22 years. So the dating life is non-existent.
And he can't cheat, poor bastard.
No, he can't.
She says there's someone else in this room.
But
did you discover your gift in the marriage or since you were a kid?
So it is a gift that I had from the time I was a little kid. Obviously, it was not something that I paid too much attention to. So I allowed, you know, the natural flow of things to take place. But when I look at the energy around relationship, not just love relationship, but whether it's friends or family, obviously, I bring my gift into I can't even call it a gift. Everybody has this gift. But I bring my intuition into play. So I'm a lot more guarded. You know, in terms of who I allow into my my small circle.
So when you guys fight, because, you know, every couple fights, what does that look like?
So my husband's a very quiet man. Yeah. He's a very calm person. So, you know, generally he listens.
You should teach me how to listen.
I think so, too.
Quiet now. You're fine, though, you are.
Do you get involved in missing person cases?
I have worked on that, yes. There was a case that I think everybody knows about. There was this woman that was murdered and her body was never found. And the husband insisted that he had nothing to do with it. And he insisted that she was alive, that she had ran off. But she had been murdered. So I did, you know, have consultations with the family, explained where the murder took place. They were able to go into the room, find the blood splatters. And so basically, I helped that case along.
Wow.
That Musasa guy, Watson, is he really dead? Remember, he died under mysterious. Do you remember the case, maybe?
Yes, but I am getting, yes, that that energy has moved on.
Not to Australia.
No.
Oh, okay.
So do you, like, if you're on social media and see one of those missing posters, are you able to tell, oh, no, she's gone or, like, she's...
Yes, yes. Okay. Because you're immediately able to pick up the energy if the person has crossed over or not.
Mm. Yes. And what do you do in such a case? Do you reach out to the person?
You know, If I had the opportunity to speak to somebody, yes, I would. But I'm also very respectful in this. Somebody may not be open to receiving that information.
It's not like they came to you.
Yes. So I know often people ask me, do you just walk into a mall and go to people? And I find that extremely rude and that's not me.
Yeah.
I will help somebody if they approach me.
Okay.
Because then I know they are ready to receive the information.
Yes.
But me approaching somebody might be they're not ready emotionally. They're not ready mentally to accept that information because they did not say, right, I'm going to Taz and I'm ready to open up myself to receiving.
So are you able to just go to a mall like a normal person and not pick up any vibes?
Oh, no.
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 It's crazy.
So you're constantly picking up energy, but
jeez.
You know what? It's not something that you cannot handle. It's not like I'm walking into a mall and I'm hearing a million voices.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow you're able to just put things at bay.
So how do you switch off? Like, how do you stop?
You don't.
Okay.
Right. So you constantly in reading. Sometimes I forget I can do reading. So, for example, my daughter came to me and she says, Mom, I want to change my course. And she was crying and all of that. I'm like, okay. And I was having a conversation. Then I went back to the TV lounge. I'm like, wait, I actually do readings. So I can tell you what you should be doing. So I went back to her room and I'm like, you know what? I did a reading and this is what you should be doing. Why don't you want to do it? She says, no, my marks weren't that good.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you're going to do this course. And now she's done the course.
Wow. Yeah.
So sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
So like with strangers, right? What do the spirits see you? Because you now can see or feel them, the spirits that are with certain people. Do they see you? And what if sometimes they want to reach out to you to say, tell this one?
That happens all the time. I'll give you another silly example. I was doing a hike, on Sunday. It was with guests, with clients. And I kept seeing myself at this hike with sandals and a dress. I'm like, that's crazy. And I get there and there was a lady that was dressed just like that.
Whoa.
And I said to her, oh my God, I had a vision of you yesterday. So yes, images or messages will come through without me being next to the person or being present. And I know where your question is going from a crossing perspective. I do have, people's loved ones reaching out with messages. If it is somebody that I'm close to and I'm comfortable to communicate, then I will pick up the phone or I will go meet them and I'll give them the message. And, you know, I do that with my friends at Metro FM as well because we are comfortable with one another. But if it is a stranger and I'm picking up a message, I'm not comfortable to just go.
Even if it's a positive one.
Even if it's a positive, that person needs to be open to receiving.
Yeah.
Is the message ever negative, though?
Yes,
like you see how we always get us here that the ancestors are angry and they're not happy.
So that's not true. Right?
That
is not true, right? That is not true. The ancestors are never going to ask you to do rituals and prayers for them that they can help you now after you've done something for them. It doesn't work like that. So I do have clients that come to me to say, oh, this healer said to me that I need to do a sacrifice, I need to do this prayer, and then only my ancestor will help me. Then does your ancestor love you if they want something in return? I've never, ever, ever had an experience where an ancestor has asked for something in return.
Whoa.
They come
that's
through.
Generally all consultations when you go to
but
your
that's a money-making gimmick because now they want you to come to them and do this whole ritual that's going to be, cost involved, right? None of my clients have come to me and received a message that you have to do a certain ritual or a certain sacrifice. They always come through offering support, offering guidance. All right. When you're on the other side, there is no such thing as monetary or materialistic gain. Right. And when I guide my clients into connecting with their ancestors or what they need to do, again, there's no special prayers or whatever, and they actually are succeeding. So that, again, is confirmation that your ancestors will help you irrespective of whether you have done something for them or not. But I always encourage clients, honor your ancestors, respect them. I'm very big about ancestors. Honor them and respect them. You can light a candle. You know, you can light an incense. You can light what you want to light at home. But that's showing them this is for you. This is respecting you.
Normally, like, if someone, let's say someone, you know, was a prick, a dick here on Earth, when they did, right, their spirit remains like that, doesn't it? Or it now becomes...
No. So when a person passes on, they no longer attached to the ego here, the greed here. Right.
Wow.
They're no longer attached to all that negative that they carried. When you pass on, your soul is at peace.
Ooh.
And you are a different person. And I say this to clients who have had difficulties with either dad or with someone that they feel that they cannot forgive. Oh. Forgiveness is important.
Mm.
When you forgive that ancestor has changed. They're in a better place. Their soul is better. But when you forgive them, it's not about them. It's about releasing yourself. Because that person has died, has moved on. You are sitting with that anger and frustration, right? You're still living with this heavy energy. So when you forgive, you are releasing.
That's crazy, man. You keep mentioning the other side. What is the other side, man?
The other side is our ancestors. It's the better side.
Meh. Hey, so you should join them.
Tells when one will die,
when a person's going to die. So you know,
like, can you predict? Like,
yes,
okay,
unfortunately, when I am consulting, and if I see somebody is going to end up with a terminal illness, or there is going to be something of, you know, that's going to be death, I then do buffer it. And I do pass the message on in terms of how they should be cautious. But yes, I do see that. You know, I've many times seen accidents as well where I've had to caution them so that they could be, you know, a lot more careful. For example, my husband, I said to him that, you know, I'm seeing you meeting with an accident. Please be careful. That's what you need to do. He ended up meeting with the accident, but it ended up being a bump because he was more aware of it instead of it being that big. Yes.
But don't you feel like that maybe changes fate?
It does, but if it's changing fate in a positive way, then why not?
And maybe your intervention or seeing it was a part of fate.
Yes.
After all, definitely. So yeah, yes. True.
But it was meant for that person to get that message to alter their fate.
I got a question.
That's what I mean.
What do you think is the point of life? Like, is it just to come here, have kids, have a job, buy a house, buy a car? Do all these things and then you pass on.
About humanity is not about just buying a house and buying a car, but it is about loving one another, supporting one another. Mm. And I say this all the time, we've got to respect one another, right? Mm. The whole point of being here is to uplift, encourage, and motivate and help each other. Because when you do that, you have the self-satisfaction, right? That no money can buy. All right. So, yes, we work hard and we want all the finer things because we want to live comfortably. But that's not what defines life.
No, I get that. But I'm saying, did God send me here to respect Saul? Like,
no.
Sounds right.
So just give Saul his respect.
Sounds right.
So give him the respect that is due. No, but your purpose here is to make a difference. By you having the show, for example, yes, some of it is controversial.
Yes, yes.
And yes, some of it can be, you know, quite entertaining. But there's also a big chunk of the show is about making a difference.
Okay.
And it's therapeutic, right? For some people.
Exactly, exactly.
That's where legacy comes in.
Exactly. So it's about living your life authentically. It's about living your life not based on your material gain. And that's where people get it wrong. They work so hard and they want to acquire and they want to be comfortable, but they lose the essence of life.
Okay.
Right? And that's what humanity is about. It's about being one with everybody.
Yeah, it makes sense. I started reading a book called How to Be a Stoic.
Yes.
And that's what it preaches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob Herzhoff, yeah? Rob Herzhoff, that's the book you recommended. No,
he gave it to me.
Book.
Yeah. Reads.
All right, cool. Ask her about the spiritual effects of drinking alcohol and smoking.
Yes.
It doesn't have any negative to your spirituality.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't mean that I'm a healer, that I cannot have alcohol.
Sure.
I choose not to have, but that's not because I'm a healer. Right. So it doesn't in any way alter your energy.
Have you ever dabbled in alcohol?
I used to drink.
Yeah.
On occasion, I like a cocktail, but it's not something I'm going to have like on a regular basis. But if I'm on a holiday, if I'm with my family, yes, I'm going to have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Yes.
But isn't it, just to expand on the question, isn't it like if your ancestors want to talk to you or whatever, your soul and your body has to be pure. So the more alcohol you drink, then it's not as pure and they can't...
No.
Okay.
So I want to go back to the retreat you were talking about, right? And taking these substances. That's different.
Yeah.
Because now you're taking the substance to feel and experience something.
Yeah.
Right? So that's wrong. You want to feel and experience where you are in your sane and you're authentic.
Yeah. Mm.
But you having an alcohol, a glass of alcohol, does not mean that your ancestors are not going to connect with you or because you had that alcohol. Mm. It doesn't work like that.
Tez, I want to find out from you, this thing of sexual
spirits
that if you have sex with someone or whatever, there's a spiritual interchange of sorts or an energy transfer of sorts.
Absolutely, yes.
No way.
So,
don't say that.
Sexual, spiritual ties and so, that they can stay with you.
So, everything about us is energy, right? Mm-hmm. So when you are sexually involved with somebody, there is that deep connection. So there is an exchange of energy. And for example, now you've been with this person physically and that relationship has ended. You are struggling to let go. You're constantly thinking of the person. You're going through all this trauma. The energy is still burdened with the other person. And that's where we do the healing. We do the meditation. We do cutting of cords. That's also part of the retreat. Cutting of cords does not need to be only a person that you had a sexual relationship with. It could be with your mom. It could be with your dad. It could be with somebody that has been negative in your life and has held you back and you just weren't able to move forward without, letting go of the baggage. And that's where the cutting of cords come in. But going back to your question, we sometimes, you know, we meet people. So you meet somebody and you have a sexual relationship with them, right? I don't want you to feel that, okay, now I've moved on, I'm with somebody else and now I'm carrying the baggage. You need to then release that energy where you are not carrying it with you. Mm. Because often you find that you've entered into another relationship and you didn't have closure here. Mm. You didn't end things properly and now you are affecting the new relationship. So that's where the energies are all getting intertwined. Mm.
Right. But if you use a condom, there's no transfer of energies, ne?
Wow. Oh.
You are safe.
Hey, my man, we're talking about spiritual things. We're talking about spare.
We will create spiritual condoms just for him.
Yeah, let's create spiritual condom.
Just for him.
We need to patent that one.
While we're still on that point, does also pornography, especially someone who's like an addict, with porn, are they also not like tied in that spiritual tie as well?
Or masturbation.
Yes, so that is them creating negativity for themselves. So their energy is quite negative. Anything that becomes an abuse. So having a glass of alcohol is not you abusing it. You're still able to connect with your ancestors. But the moment you become an alcoholic or you're now obsessed with like pornography or something that you've taken to an extreme, you're no longer in control of yourself. You are letting the external factors control you. Now, when you allow that, you are no longer in tune. You're no longer grounded. How are you supposed to be connecting spiritually? Right. So it's again, I go back to the word control. It's about being in control of your mind, your body, and your soul.
But yanking one out is nice, Tess. Come on.
Yeah, she did say once in a while.
I did
don't
say.
Don't get addicted. Yeah.
Yeah, don't get addicted.
It's not but controlling you.
Have a wife,
you.
But you have a wife.
I'm not talking for me, dog. I'm saying. Back in my days.
Hey. Hey. In his house, got got 4 bedrooms for a reason. And 5 bathrooms and 5 toilets.
5 tissues.
This spiritual conversation has taken a different turn.
Yeah, let's recenter.
This is not where I was going.
Chile actually asked about sex. I don't know if you answered it, but I'll ask it again. Just
he's like really stuck on the sex. Anyway.
Just wanted to ask, what is the medium's and the spiritual world take on sex? Is it just sex or is there deeper understanding?
I think it is a deeper connection. Yeah, it is definitely a deeper connection. When you are intimate with somebody, there's a release of energy. You feel
intense. Oh.
Yes, you feel good, you know, and it's not just about the physical, but it's the emotional connection as well. For some people, it's not even emotional, it's just about physical. But when you love somebody and you take it to the next level, there is that spiritual connection. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that if you're moving on to another relationship, you can get rid of that energy. How do you do that?
You know, it's very important that you have closure. Often people end things so abruptly, they move on to the next relationship and they haven't processed.
Yeah.
There hasn't been communication or some form of closure. And now you bring that baggage into your new relationship and you think, why is it not working? You're bringing in all of that toxic energy. So if you do not want to speak to the person and say, right, these are the reasons we broke up or these are the things that you've done to me, then I would encourage, write it down and burn the letter or, you know, do a meditation and release it. But there are ways to release it if you don't want to engage with the person.
But then how do you protect yourself if you are in a relationship? Obviously, you know, it's sexual and you want to protect yourself because maybe it's not like this person is, you're going to be with this person forever. It's, you know, you are liberated, you...
Vibes, just say vibes. Yeah. Vibes.
Vibes.
So you are in...
Because a lot of people obviously are just vibing around.
Yeah, a lot of the youth right now, it's just
they are
vibes.
Vibing around. How do they protect themselves?
Yes, so... They know already that this is not my person. They're not emotionally and mentally connecting and expecting.
The energy is not brought in.
Exactly.
That kind of
so they're already protecting themselves knowing this is just fun. This is just vibes and this is where it's going to end. So there's no major expectation. Yeah.
Oh, back to roadkill now. I'm safe. Tess.
Vibes.
Earlier on you said like that ancestors don't want us to you or would never demand things of us and to connect we must like light up candles.
Yes, so I'm saying to you that your ancestors will never ask you to do special rituals or sacrifices to connect with you. Yes, they will help you irrespective. If you want to do something because you want to do it, that's different. You're doing it because you want to respect them. You're doing it because you feel good, but not because they asked for it. Yeah. That's important. And when you ask the question, and I saw where your question was going, in terms of the ancestors, do I only connect with them by lighting a candle or do I connect in a special way? You could be driving and you're alone and you just feel like, I need help. You can talk to your ancestor.
Whoa.
You can connect at any time. You don't need to have a special place, a special shrine. Method, or a special shrine. You can do it at any time.
Do certain color candles mean anything or any candle is fine?
A white candle is perfectly fine. I get that question all the time. You choosing different colors would have different vibrations, but a white candle is perfectly fine. Right? Why complicate a simple thing? You want to talk to your ancestor, you want to pray to them. Don't make it a complicated situation.
Yeah.
Hey man, you can't argue. Imagine being in a relationship with Tess. You can't argue with her. No, I see where this question is going. Let me answer you.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. I can imagine.
No. It's a joke at Metro FM as well because they call in and they haven't even finished. Like, I'm like, where did it? And I start doing the reading because we need to get in time. And they laugh, like, the person didn't even ask. But they're like, satisfied now. They got their answer.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's better.
What is her take on astrology?
So, you know, the Indian origin is very big on astrology.
You're Indian, yeah?
Yes.
Half Indian or like full?
No, Naidu. Full Indian.
Ah, dope.
Sing.
Naidu, yeah.
Tess Naidu.
Sing.
You've changed my son.
Jesus Christ. Sing. With such confidence, right?
No.
Fucking hell. Sing. Sorry. Why are you Naidu? Sing. But I knew it's a very common Indian surname. Yeah.
So.
Not. Hey. Take that one out. Take that one out.
Naidu.
Apologies, Tess.
So in the Indian culture, they are very big on astrology. And I'm not saying that I don't believe in it, that, you know, that there's some, you know, method to it. I just don't follow it. Mm. Right?
Personal.
I believe that we create our own destiny on a daily basis. I don't wait for somebody to tell me that Saturn is in this regression or Mars is there and that's what you need to do. No. I get up every day with goals. I get up every day knowing what I need to accomplish and I get it done. So I believe that you have the power to define your destiny. But if you're going to sit back and wait until the stars are aligned, until that is done, you're going to continue waiting, right? That creates procrastination. Make things happen now.
Okay.
Sure, you're right. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I like that. And where's the country heading, man? Because like, geez.
When we talk about South Africa and where we are heading, I am seeing a big transformation.
Okay.
Right. I do see big transformation. And what I'm pleased about is that I'm seeing that the people of South Africa are no longer sitting back and saying, lead me.
Yes. Mm.
They are standing up and saying, we have a voice. Mm. So the culture of our country is changing.
Wow.
People are now starting to exercise that voice. So I am seeing transformation and I'm seeing new leadership. And I am seeing that the opportunity for global assistance is now coming in.
Wow.
Right.
But do you see the light though?
I'm definitely seeing the light. So, some clients ask me.
Yeah, the lights.
Yes, some clients do ask me, will you leave South Africa? And I'm no, I won't, because I still believe in my country and there is still the light at the end of the tunnel.
So load shedding is coming to end soon.
You know, there's a lot happening in the background.
Yeah.
And I am seeing that problem is going to be resolved.
Oh, thank God. Hey.
But when? Are we talking
not
10 years
short
from
time
now?
Ah,
no, you see,
oh, Tess, no.
But I want to say this. There is going to be a lot of breakaway from Eskom. I am seeing that there's going to be other entities getting involved that's going to start supplying. So I am seeing people will start having options.
Oh,
right. And that's what we need is
options. Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But not expensive options.
No, thankfully not.
Okay. All right. Before we go, she wants the price. She wants the date. Before we get to the chiller's voice notes, right? My question I wanted to ask you is social media killing celebrities right now, especially in this country?
Yes, it is.
Mm. I knew it.
Yes, it is. It is. When we look at social media, some of the celebrities themselves are misusing it. They're abusing it and they are jeopardizing their own path as well. Mm. So there's a positive and a negative, and it's about just doing things respectfully.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because we had a guest on last week, Msaki. Mm. She's going to stop performing and doing all that stuff because she got bullied. Mm. On social media.
She's still getting bullied.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad.
But there are celebrities that are bullying as well on social
media. Yeah. Of course.
There are celebrities that are providing people with intel, information, behind the scenes that they know poisonous social media.
Feeding the monster.
Feeding the monster, yes.
So we need to look at it both ways. Yes, it is killing the market, but there are celebrities that are also creating such a bad image for other innocent celebrities, you know. So we have to take that into account as well.
All right, cool. Cosplay, let's get to the chillers, man. What are the chillers? Oh, do you have a question?
No.
You're good. All right, cool. Let's get to the chillers' voice notes. There's some headphones for you there. Oh, they really love this. They've been asking since you last came, eh?
I know people were messaging me as well. When are you getting on Mac G Show to do my reading?
Yeah. Wow. All right, cool. Let's go. Cosplay, you got them then, eh?
Yeah.
Let's do the first one.
Hey, A-team, my name is Muraro. And my question to Tez is, what's the meaning of dreaming while you're at school, whereas you're no longer attending any school at the moment? And also, what's the meaning of having clients coming to you asking for quotations and stuff, but they never come back, they just give you excuses? I think ever since last year, I've been having clients coming to me asking for quotations about the work that I do, but they never come back to further the business that we have spoken about. So I just want to know, Hore, what could be the meaning of that? Is there anything maybe that's blocking the way for me, or what's happening?
Okay. So with this listener, the first thing I'm seeing is that he's had a very hard life, right? I see that he is working very hard to try and improve his life. He's never had a lot of support and everything he's doing is alone. He's lacking in confidence. I see that, you know, when people do come to him, seeking the quotations or wanting to work with him, he's not strong enough. Mm. He's not selling himself. He's not selling his product because he's becoming desperate. Right. He's so much in need of the business working that he comes across too desperate and he's putting the clients off. Right. So he needs to calm down. He needs to be confident in what he's offering. And the other thing that he's doing wrong is he's got multiple ideas. So he's not settling on one thing to say, let me do the best I can in this area. And once that has succeeded, I move to the next thing. He's floating.
But he's desperate.
But again, that's my word. He's desperate. When you are in that situation, your energy is also very low, right? 100%. So automatically people are now repelling. So my advice to him is that he needs to lock in with one idea. And I see that he has been wanting to do a consulting business where he's offering a professional service that is going to work. Wow. He needs to focus on that first because he wants to do transport. He wants to do property. There's so many things that he's got. And the mistake he's making is he discusses it with too many people.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing, right?
That is a thing.
That's a thing, eh, so?
Yeah.
There's someone, I stopped discussing stuff with them and then the podcast took off.
Hey. Yeah.
I kid you not. True story. She's right.
For real.
She's right, dog.
But that is the thing. Yeah, when you discuss what you want to do before it's happened,
yes,
you get other people's negativity or heavy energy now causing delays and blockages.
And they don't need to go anywhere or do anything.
Yes, just the energy
of wanting your stuff to fail is enough.
It's enough.
Jealousy.
Yeah, it's enough.
Jealousy is a negative energy. So just being jealous, like Mac G's got this podcast going international now. I don't want that to happen. I'm putting in this negative thoughts. It's going to create blocks. So
That's why we say we're going to Africa. They don't know what we actually mean.
People must know when it's happened.
We're going to Abuja, can't we?
He also asked, he's been dreaming a lot of being in school.
Oh, yes.
You know, the energy around his dreams and his, sometimes seeing people come to him when they haven't yet come to him. That's a sign from his ancestors, actually. His grandfather is one of his strengths. You know, he went through such a bad patch where he actually thought, what am I doing here? What's the point of life? You know, he was actually attracting death. Yeah. And it was his ancestors that have stepped in to assist him, to show him, but you can succeed.
Yeah.
Now he needs to, and he is going to be an entrepreneur and he will succeed in that. He just needs to believe in himself. His confidence needs to pick up. He needs to start with one idea and not hop around the place. And also he needs to do things on his own and not in partnership. For him, the partnership does not work.
Beautiful. What's his name? Can you get his name, man? I feel like I know this
Mularo.
Guy now.
Mularo. Mularo in Venda, yeah?
Yeah, Mularo. Mm. But there's a lot of Mularos. But okay, you'll know. He's a chiller. You'll know we're talking about him. All right, next.
Hello, podcasting chill. I'm Timon from Lesotho. So I'd like to know from Tez how my future looks like. I'm currently doing my fourth year of study at the National University of Lesotho, and I'd also like to ask about if Tez was referring to I as the third guy or the third host who are going to come in between Meg G and Saul. Thank you very much.
Hey, they love that question. Eh?
Okay, so when I go to the energy around this gentleman, I love his energy. All right. He is always motivating everybody around him. He's always that voice of reason. So people do respect him. He's a leader. And I am seeing that he's got multiple doors opening for him. And the biggest door is the international. So I am seeing that his career is going to give him an opportunity to work abroad. I see him gaining a lot of experience and exposure. And then he will come back to South Africa. And I do see him going into business.
He's from Lesotho, I think.
He's from Lesotho.
Yes, but I'm seeing him going out of, so he's got such a beautiful energy. I think when I look at his spiritual energy, he's very, very spiritual as well. So he's actually very, very grounded. I like his energy.
Wow, dope, man.
And he's actually a person that when he sets his mind to it, he goes out and he gets it. So he's really going to accomplish.
Oh, sweet.
Wow, yeah. Love it. We'll see him in the international
show. Hi, podcasting chill team. My name is Tebizo. My problem is I have a son. He's sick. We're taking him doctor to doctor, sick still. We're not getting any solution. And also things aren't going well for me. I don't know if Tess can help with everything. Please do help.
Nothing worse than your child being sick, man.
Mm. Okay, so when I go to this gentleman, I see there's been a lot of challenges in his personal life, all right? I see that he and his partner have been going through quite a few difficulties, not just because of the baby, but other external factors as well. So the energy in their home is a little bit heavy at times. When I look at the energy around the child, I am seeing that the child is going to be okay. All right. The reason why they are not picking up anything medically, because it's not a medical condition. So he's going from this doctor to that doctor, and I'm seeing that they just can't help the child. So all they're doing is wasting money, and they are frustrating themselves. The energy around the child is very low, and the child is picking up a lot of the toxics around them. Right?
Children can do that.
Yes. Children's energy are very, very weak and very fragile. Right. So they do absorb negativity. Wow. Right. I know that this is crazy what I'm saying on your podcast, but there is such a thing as black magic as well. Mm-hmm. And I am seeing that this couple has been a victim of a lot of that. So what they need is a lot of support from their ancestors. They need to heal within themselves, within their home. Right.
Why is it called black magic, not white magic?
White magic is supposed to be positive. Let's move on.
I see.
Taz, how do people protect themselves from black magic without consulting any, you know?
Prayer in your own home.
Prayer.
You don't
prayer,
need to go to anyone. Pray in your own home.
Light the candle. Pray.
You can light pepo. You can light what it is you are comfortable with, right? I might light incense. You do what is comfortable with you.
And what's up with praying at midnight every night?
You know, you don't have to pray at midnight to get results.
Sure.
You can choose a time that's comfortable for you. I don't know why people complicate things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there's no specific time.
12 or 3 o'clock.
Three. I'm like,
yeah. three in prayer, 12.
No, there is no specific time.
I left a prayer group that did that.
Hey, man.
There's no specific time. It's about you connecting. And when your ancestors are ready, they will help you.
Oh, okay.
As if at 12 the prayer lands better or something.
Yeah, or something is opened or whatever, you know, like
like some portal.
A window.
Yeah, like a portal. Yeah.
While I'm all sleeping. I'm like, well, it's midday somewhere in the world, you know?
Exactly. Like, no, that doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
So then I should only do readings at midnight.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, let's go to the next one. Is it playing, Ghosting?
Yeah, it's playing.
Please start it again. Sorry, I put up the wrong fader.
It's still here. Achila, one of our biggest friends. I just want to know about my marriage and my financial status.
Ah, his skin is clean.
Cool. Hey, it's like he's hiding from the wife. He's in the bathroom.
So I see it's all males calling it.
Yeah. Why the females, yes. Lady?
Yeah, because they, us females are sorted.
No,
I think there were females. There were females. Just that there's a list, so I don't know where they will come.
Yeah, we got like 1,000 voice notes.
We've got a lot.
So I'm joking. So when I go to the energy around this gentleman, I see that he does care about his partner. You know, he has tried very hard to please his partner. Unfortunately, he is in the wrong relationship.
Mm.
The person that he's with does not appreciate him. Right. The person that he's with does not understand him. So he's constantly changing and trying to evolve to please somebody else. But what he's doing is he's losing his identity.
Oh, yes.
And that's affecting his financial energy because he doesn't know who he is anymore. Okay. It is very important to choose the right partner who can help you go navigate life and be happy. At the end of the day, we want to be happy. And if you're happy, you'll make money.
Nah. You're right, 100%. I think, should we do one more?
Let's try one more.
Yeah, hopefully it's a female.
Yeah.
Making it seem like only niggas watch this show, man.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This is White TV. It's females, you know? September 12th.
Start again. Sorry, we didn't hear.
Yeah, what's up, guys? This is White TV. Billionaire was born September 12th, bro. I'm a Virgo, moon sign Aquarius. Hey, I've been trying to blow up, yo. I've been trying to blow up, meeting all the necessary people, but nothing has happened yet. So please tell me, when is my turn? When is my turn? I'm going to get it.
because sometimes I know that you cannot force things. The universe has its own timing, so I just want to know when you leave, because I'm prepared to shine. I think I'm better than everybody that makes you brings on the show. So, yeah, in terms of rappers, because I make quantum music. Thank you.
He's definitely better than everybody
that comes on the show.
So when I look at his energy, I see that, you know, he's very determined and he's very positive about what he wants to do. The problem with him is that he's not slowing down and putting his ideas, you know, aligning his ideas. He's like jumping from one place to another. He's reaching out to a whole lot of people, but he's not having a clear idea to sell. Mm. So people are then confused about what it is he wants to do. What is he selling, right? He needs to know, this is who I am. This is what I can offer. And this is how I can enhance your business or your belief in me to invest in me. Yeah. Because what he's looking at is investors, somebody that can invest in him, somebody that can work with him and take him to the next level. But in order for people to do that, he needs to be clear about what he's offering.
Yeah.
All right. So he definitely is on the mark in terms of wanting to go into the entertainment field, sure, because he's on the right track.
Yeah.
But he needs to slow it down and start putting his ideas out clearly so that he can market himself.
And you're right. I think it's not just him. Oh, sorry.
You know, I just want to say this as well. When people meet him, they like him. They're having fun with him, but they don't take him seriously. Mm. He needs to take himself seriously now.
You're saying, Gosling?
I just wanted to ask, do you ever tell people, like, change career? Like, it's
absolutely, yes.
Like,
so...
Yeah. Huh?
No, I'm joking.
Drop this. Tess is not joking. Yeah, I attend. Talk to me. I'm ready to receive the truth, though.
Going to finance, Saul.
So with Saul, I just want to say this.
I might
right?
know what you're going to say.
So when I look at Saul, I see that you are enjoying radio, right? You're having fun, but you realize that's not my journey for long term.
For real?
Yes, because I'm still seeing TV coming in quite important. Yeah. I'm still seeing you behind that camera and making such an impact.
This year.
You know, you are a solo. And I said this to you before. You need to start doing things solo. Mm. All right? You are getting involved in two
Are you a Samigos? No. I'm kidding.
He's got a lifetime contract here.
Lifetime.
Yeah, evergreen.
No, he's not leaving yet.
No, we're just kidding.
So, yes, radio is part of a journey for now, but there's a bigger picture that you're working on that you know that's going to give you that sense of satisfaction.
Yeah.
And I think you walked into 2023 feeling a lot more focused and driven on that idea.
True.
So I'm happy with that.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Mm. All right, let's start with the crew now. Okay, so you started with Saul. Yeah. Started with Saul. Let's go to Tibla.
No, I just want to go back to Saul quickly because his grandmother wanted to speak to him. She spoke to you the last time.
Yeah.
And she says afterwards you were really touched and she says you honored her.
Yeah.
She says that I just want you to know that everything you're receiving is not because of me. It's your hard work. Ooh. She says I help you, I guide you, but she says you are finally putting in the effort.
Oh. Right?
Because you've started to believe in you.
Oh. Oh.
So she says, and you've had to make some big, tough decisions in terms of taking a step away with family. There was just too much of abuse, too many people expecting from you. Mm-hmm. So she says, you had to make that big decision that I will love them and I will be there, definitely, but I don't have to feel that sense of obligation.
Definitely.
Right? Wow. So she says that everything you're doing is correct.
You're so accurate.
Oh my God. That's beautiful though, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Thanks.
See, Saul's my friend. I have to start first with Saul.
Yeah. All the time I thought it was right place, right time.
Right place with Matt
hard
G.
Work.
Right time with Matt G.
All right, boy. All right, when you ask. Come on.
I'm going to go straight to Mac G.
Oh, Tito.
So when I go to your energy, you talk the talk. But when it comes to, as I said earlier on, when it comes to you being serious, you are actually a very sentimental guy. Mm. Right. You do everything to please and honor your family, your ancestors, and the crew as well, because every decision you make, you think about your people. Mm. You think that is it going to enhance their lives as well. So you're not a guy. A lot of the people that watch the show think Mac G is so tough and he's all about controversy. No, you worry about every single person that's working with you. So you actually are a very soft guy. Mm. And I am seeing that for 2023, you've got very big plans for the show. So I am seeing you touched a little bit on the international market and you're going in bigger this year. There's lots of discussions. I'm seeing a massive show on international soil, right? And I am seeing that there is not one but two new collaborations that's coming in, because I'm seeing contracts that's going to be signed that's going to be improving the show and the people that you work with, right? So you are really putting your feelers out. You're serious about business, right? You laugh and you joke and you have fun, but you are a businessman end of the day.
Wow.
But I like that he is serious about the people that's in his team, right? You may shout at them and scold them when you're angry, but you care about them. So don't take him seriously now.
No, but that's true. That's true. Right?
You don't carry grudges. You may scold somebody now. When you walk out the door, it's done.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk in tomorrow with that same issue hanging over you. And I like that about you. You are very honest. And the way you say it is clean, it's done, it's finished. All right. When I'm going to your energy, we spoke about the baby the last time.
Yes.
And now I'm seeing relationship energy coming into the fore.
Okay. All right.
So I see that you've gone through a lot of challenges in the past and you have a lot of trust issues.
Okay. Right?
But I see you've also been healing that.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of work on yourself and you've entered 2023 feeling, I don't want to only work, but I want to build my home now. So that energy is taking precedence this year.
Actually, you
started renovating.
Yeah, she's renovating. Hey, you're good. She's actually renovating. You're good. Wait, Tez.
Wow.
So you really are putting everything into perspective this year. You're making sure that the dreams and the goals that you had in the previous years are not just floating.
Yes.
Because there was just so many things that were happening that you never got to lock down to what you wanted. And this year you're saying it's going to be done.
Oh, yeah.
So you're very serious about that.
Definitely.
When I look at your energy, I am seeing that apart from you being...
This is Simpiwe, the sound guy.
The sound guy.
Okay, sorry, I don't know y'all's names. So, Simpiwe, when I go to you,
Simpiwe.
Oh, is that your name? Sorry, man.
Just hand in your resignation. They don't know your name.
See, we.
Mr. S.
Yeah.
So when I go to your energy, I see that you are very serious about working on this show, on this platform, and you are trying to enhance it. Sometimes you get frustrated with the guys because you feel like they're not listening to what you have to say or what you're offering, right? And it's not because they don't respect you. I think their minds are so busy with everything else that sometimes they also just need to calm down and listen to what the crew is adding, onto this platform, because everybody's got brilliant ideas that's going to help the show along. But when I look at your energy, apart from being here, I am seeing another job opportunity around you. So I am seeing you juggling energy, because it's about making money. It's about providing. So this year is all about success, about financial success. And I see you've entered 2023 feeling, I can't only rely on one income. I need to now look at other opportunities. Without disappointing them, without leaving them, you will be able to have a multiple source of income.
Oh, right. So you're going to Metro. Oh. Well done.
But you've also been wanting to study, because I'm getting another course coming in. What are you wanting to study?
UX design.
Okay, because that has been something that you've been thinking about for a while as
well. What do you say, UX design?
Yeah.
That's like coding.
Not coding, it's just like you work with apps and stuff. So you just... And you design the app to be user-friendly.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you are able to see what the client needs, and you are able to design something for that client's business. So that is coming in important, because the studies is something you wanted to do for a while. And the reason it's now strong is you realize that once I do that, I can do private consulting. All right. So therefore, I'm saying this year is about making money. There's multiple streams of income.
I'm drinking your rider this year.
So basically, Mac doesn't have to give you an increase this year.
Yay! Yay!
I saw that. He wasn't like, it's like, no.
Hey, man, let's go to my boy, Neo. We had a very tough year with Maligant and Black Studios. Yes, well, now Black Studios, yeah, last year.
So when I look at your energy, I see that you have entered 2023 feeling a little bit down. Right. You know, there's so much that you want to achieve, and you've entered this year feeling a little bit overwhelmed, feeling, is everything going to come together? All right. You are really a hardworking person. And I see that, you know, you are always about making sure everybody else is benefiting and you put yourself last. Mm. Right. The two things that that are concerning me when I go to your reading is your health is number one. All right. You know for a fact that your body's tired. Right. You just came back from a holiday, but your energy is already tired. So you've got to take time out for yourself. Right. I know you've got busy days, but make sure when you're at home, just switch off for a little bit because your mind never rests. Right. You're constantly thinking, you're constantly tweaking, you're trying to keep everything afloat and it's taking a toll on you. Right. So you need to look after your health. And the second thing is you need to also learn to, you know, share responsibilities. Right. You want to take it all upon yourself. You don't like to burden anybody, but you don't realize that it's burning you out. So that energy is affecting your health immediately. We're seeing that negative. When I look at the team, everybody's willing to step up and offer support. But you're a person that feels, if I do it myself, I'll do it right. All right. But I do see that this year is going to be a good year in the sense that all the things that you wanted to accomplish for 2022 that did not get finished, you brought it forward and it is going to get done. I'm seeing you in negotiation. There's some kind of document or legal document that you guys are negotiating that is going to still come to the fore and be positive.
Wow. This is so true.
Yeah.
Because he's literally the backbone of the podcast.
He is the backbone, but he likes to stay in the background.
Yeah. Saul, is that you?
Stays in the foreground.
So for you, it's all about seeing this show take the next step. It's about that international opportunities that we saw. So there's a lot in the pipeline and you just want to see it come to fruition and it is going to. You just need to enjoy the process. And that's very important for everybody.
Everyone, yes.
Everybody.
Yes, yes.
Enjoy the process.
Not the journey.
Exactly. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process because you are really harming your own energy.
Oh.
Right. Everybody respects you. But I see you're so quiet. You have all these ideas, but you don't speak up. You do everything in the background.
Mm.
But it benefits everyone.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Khutma.
Hey, Tata!
Yeah. Tata!
Is he getting married to the fat checker? Are there wedding bells? Are you seeing wedding bells?
So when
is
I
he vibing or...
So when I go to his energy, there's too much vibing. He's constantly on New Year's Eve mode. No, I'm joking. When I go to your energy, I see that there's been a lot going on at home. Right. And I'm seeing that you are sometimes feeling alone. You sometimes feel like you don't have anybody to talk to. For you, work is almost like your time out. You know, you invest a lot here. You love what you do. You love being with the crew. But when I see you at home, I see that you tend to go into a shell and you bottle a lot. All right. What I am liking for 2023 is that you have, like the other gentleman, there's multiple opportunities coming forward for you. But there is a caution. I am seeing a new opportunity, a new offer. It's two gentlemen that want to work with you, not these two. It's external, but they are going to exploit you.
Ooh.
Right? You are good at what you do, and you can feel it, that they are offering you this, and they say they'll do that with you. But you can feel that they are making too many promises, and it's just not aligning. You need to be strong enough to say, I don't need that opportunity. Trust me, a new one will come through. Don't feel desperate and settle because you're actually going to go into a negative. I see that in your gut, you've been feeling that disconnection with the individuals. All right. So just be very cautious about what you accept this year. But I promise you from around March onwards, energy around finances is going to improve. The reading seems to be a lot about finances in this room. Obviously, that has been then a concern or it has been a worry last year.
Oh, yes. Hey, Jeff.
Even this month.
You're good, man.
Even this month.
Black Studios. Hey. But they've been wounded, you know. It's like, and it's not his fault.
No.
It's just, we just know stuff.
Yeah.
But
he can be the punching bag.
Yeah.
And then when I go to his energy, he's trying to like melt into the sea.
Wait, the guy in the orange?
Yes.
So just a context, please bring the shoes. So we've partnered up with a local manufacturer. They do shoes. It's called Vaya.
Yes.
So it's his company. So he's here to bring your, this is our gift from you.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from him. It's from him.
Through, man.
We got your size shoe, ne?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So that's for you, yeah?
Oh, these are and I love gray. So thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
I'll
use him for my next hiking trip.
Yeah, so that's why he's here. So we've partnered up with him and Vaya and so far so good.
Well, when I go to his energy, he is very excited to be with you guys. He understands your challenges and I see him as very supportive. All right. I see for you, it's not just about the money, but it's about the relationship. You believe in the guys, you believe in your brand and you believe that you can take it forward. I am seeing that Vaya has very humble beginnings.
Mm.
You know, it was a struggle. Nobody believed in you. Nobody believed in your brand. And you had to believe in it. And it's now really growing. Mm. So I am seeing that it's going to be in more provinces. I am seeing that people are going to want your brand. So I'm seeing new designs coming in as well. So there's lots of exciting things happening in the first half of this year.
Wow.
Right? When I look at the energy around you, you are a very humble, very kind, very dignified human being. Right. And whenever people encounter you, they don't even see the big man that you are. They see the kind and generous soul that you are. And that's what it's all about. And that's what we've been talking about in the show, you know. Yeah. So when I look at the energy around your business, I see that Vaya is only one part of the big plan.
Wow.
I am seeing that you've got another business model that is busy unfolding. And I am seeing a property energy around you that's coming in quite prominent. So there's lots of positive things happening around you. And you should be so proud of yourself.
Wow.
There was a time when nobody believed in you and you did go through a bit of depression. You were losing faith.
Jeez.
And you had to dig deep and find that inner strength. And it was your ancestors that have guided you because you give thanks every single day to them.
Oh, right? Wow.
Your grandmother says to you that we are proud of you, my child, because we are not a family of money. We don't have a lot. Mm. She says you're the only one that has broken free.
Oh.
That is doing so well. And she says that
for you, it's not about
making money for yourself. You are empowering the family. Mm. You are making sure that everybody is going to grow with you and you'll continue to be blessed.
Wow. Shout out to Muzi from Vaya, man. That's amazing. Ah, Tuso, Mr. Spitpry.
Hey.
Does he know where the Spitpry is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all. Okay.
When I'm going to, sorry, your name is?
Tuso.
So Tuso, when I go to your energy, the first thing that comes through is relationship.
Wow.
Right? There has been some challenges there. All right? And I am seeing that you do care about the person. You have been going through a bit of disappointment and frustration because you do love the person and you just feel like there's a disconnection. Right. I see that this particular person does love you too, but I'm seeing that unfortunately your partner is allowing too many people to interfere in the relationship. Do you find that sometimes when you speak to your partner, it's like you are hearing what other people are saying and not what your partner wants to say or what your partner feels? Right. Because if I break it down to just the two of you, there is love there. There's love there. And I see that this relationship can work. But both of you need to cut out all the interference. And that has really been bringing you down. Do you feel like you've entered 2023 with this heavy heart, with this heavy energy around it?
Wow.
I know that awesome. I know that you do love your partner. And all you want is to be on the same page, to be aligned, and to just work at building a future together. And I still see that as possible. But your partner needs to stop feeling like everybody else's voice matters when yours does.
Wow. Right. Tez, round of applause to Tez.
Oh.
Wow, man. Can't you come like every week?
So I can speak to all the gentlemen that are calling in. Because us ladies are sorted.
Yeah.
Tibla is next. Tibla.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Go ahead.
Tibla. How dare he forget you?
Tibla.
That's case. I didn't see him.
So when I go to your energy, the first thing that stands out is travels. This year, there's lots of opportunity for you to work beyond your comfort zone. All right. And I see that it took you a long time for you to find your voice. It took you a long time for you to find your niche market, because I see that there were so many things happening around you that you didn't know what you are good at. And you're finally zoning in and saying, this is where I want to be and this is what I want to do. And I am seeing opportunities from a work perspective for you to travel and take on more challenges, more opportunities. So when I look at your energy for 2023, it's a very busy year. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of opportunity. But I don't want you to pull back, because everything is unfolding. And I see that you tend to overanalyze, overthink, and then you pull back. I want you to go with the flow. And I also want you to trust in your own intuition, because I see often you have like such strong ideas or strong thoughts, and then you overthink it and you're blocking the flow of energy. All right. When I look at your energy, I see that, and I know I'm making this reading a lot about money, but when I look at your energy, I see so much of responsibility. So yes, this year is busy and there's opportunity, but I'm also seeing that there's a lot of obligations around you. So I'm seeing that financially, there's a lot that you need to take care of. Right. And when I look at the energy around relationship, you're still carrying a little bit of heaviness around you from a past relationship. So we spoke about closure. We spoke about letting go. And that is still sitting heavy on your energy field, because you did care about somebody. It didn't materialize the way you wanted it to. And I am seeing that there is that disappointment that you carry. And unfortunately, it is affecting you going forward in other relationships, because you do have a bit of a guard up, right? You are not letting anyone too close because you're so scared of getting hurt. But you're such a good looking guy.
Mr. Tibble! Tibble! Mr. Tibble!
You're going to have so many people interested in you, but you need to now just let go of the past. And I do see an ex that is going to resurface. Don't go back. Just close that chapter. All right.
Jeez, Taz, this is amazing. You know, not like on a show level, but on a personal level, like, fuck, man, it's amazing. I remember I was telling you before we started recording, I'm like, you know, having you on last year at this time, because we're in limbo at that time. We don't know what was going on.
Yes.
You kind of like centered us and gave us a roadmap to what the year would be like. And
there was just a little bit of clarity. So
yes.
You knew that the decisions we're making now are going to unfold.
100%.
Yes. But it is bigger this year.
Oh.
Right? Mm. Everything you did last year was just testing the waters.
Yes.
I see that you've now connected with much more influential people.
Yes.
That are taking you guys seriously, that are believing in what you have to offer. And remember, I said, apart from the gentleman that you've signed with, there's still two new offers that's coming in. But you couldn't have chosen a better gentleman to partner with.
Yeah.
I really like your energy.
Can I tell you a rude joke, though? You're not going to get mad, right?
No.
So remember,
you said so many rude things on the show today. I feel like we always spoke about was sex.
So remember when we were meant to record this very episode last year at the Via store? But we're running.
Wait, let's just be clear to the listeners. When you directed me to the officers, and I get there, and you guys were not ready for me.
Yeah, we're not. So we're like, let's meet here, and then it didn't transpire, whatever. So when he left, I'm like, hey, so, fuck, man. Hey, Tess is quite a looker. Hey. She's quite hot, eh? Yeah.
And I'm so like, supposed to defend me.
No, so I'm like, listen to what he said. So I'm like, she's a MILF. And then he's like, yeah, she's a medium I'd like to fuck.
That's what MILF stands for. Not me now, but boys. Gentlemen. You know, that's when I'm Mara. Yes, Mara.
He's just changed our furniture.
Yes, Mara. Okay, so you know what MILF stands for, right? Oh, yeah, so I just exchanged the mom.
Yes, you didn't see this.
The mother with
medium.
Medium.
Oh, that was funny. Yes,
that was hilarious. I remember. Fucking hell, man.
Jeez, man.
Oh, this guy. Fucking hell, man.
What are you busy with this year? What are you busy with this year? Where can people reach out? What's going on with you,
okay,
man?
Okay, so this year I've started.
Whoa, I've got a reading. I just saw something. You know what I'm seeing for you? Love.
You sing love?
Yeah. A lot of love.
So, from your listeners.
Yes, you're getting a lot of love.
From your listeners.
Yeah, they love you.
So, you know, I must say this. Hey, a lot of your listeners reached out after our first podcast. And one gentleman said to me that he really enjoyed the crossing over. He says that he got his friends to, and I'm sure he's going to watch this as well. He's got his friends to sit and watch the show as well. He says that he found that very moving. He says that he always didn't, you know, wanted to connect, but he didn't understand this whole concept of it. And he says the way we simplified it, that there are loved ones out there, they are watching over us, and they want nothing in return. They're able to support. He says it gave him a sense of peace and comfort. And he sent me a whole long message, and that was very moving for me. Mm. For me, it's about if somebody gets a positive message out of it, then yes, I'm happy.
We're making change.
We're making change. So I started a new show last year. We spoke about it earlier on. It's called Second Chance. It is me working with offenders in the various prisons in South Africa. It's all about rehabilitation and reformation so that when they are released, we are preventing further crime, all right? So that's now a very big project that I'm working on this year. Yeah. Mac G was very kind to offer if I would like to play some of the clips on your show. That is very, very important to me. It's not about, I don't charge the government. Yeah. There's no money involved. It's about doing good. And we spoke about that earlier. What is our purpose on earth? And it is about making a difference. It's about helping. Mm. So for me, I chose to go this route and say, let me help the offenders so that if we can prevent crime, just one person at a time, it's helping our nation.
Because the prisons don't do that.
You know, they are overcrowded. Mm. They are trying. I cannot say they are not. Mm. But it's difficult when an offender is sitting there for so many years lying and saying they are innocent, right? Whereas I go in and now I'm telling them what they've done wrong. They open up, they're honest. That's where healing starts taking place. Accepting when you start accepting, exactly, when you accept that I took a life. Oh. I take accountability that I ruined a family. So immediately we are now going to be healing. Right. So Second Chance is very dear to me.
Beautiful.
On the Couch with Taz is starting again. Wow. That's on Viva Nation TV.
Nice.
We have people, and it's not only celebrities. I know a lot of people write it and ask, Taz, do you only work with
celebrities?
I prefer working with non-celebrities.
Yeah.
Right. Celebrities sit there and also lie.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's all about them.
Exactly. I'm not saying all celebrities, but you get
Majority.
Right, yes. So On the Couch with Taz will be resuming again, where your listeners can also write in and be a guest on the show.
So when is it, like, weekly?
I record a few episodes a month and we put it onto Viva Nation TV.
Viva Nation. Where is that?
So that's, an OTT. But it's also, they're signing with MTN. So there's lots of things happening with Viva
Nation. Gotcha.
Yes.
Taz, I'm curious about the Second Chance thing. People have murdered people, right? Do the spirits or souls or whatever of the victims hover or block the murderer?
So when I go to the prison and I sit with an offender, you'll be surprised that their ancestors are coming through, as well as the victim, the person that has been murdered is coming through. And that for me is very important, because when a person is able to tell you, you took my life and I had this, or I had X, Y, and Z that I needed to do, and you robbed not just me, but family.
My kids and
You're now listening to what you've done. You are sitting there having to take that accountability. Mm-hmm. Some offenders are not fazed by it. I'm not going to lie. Some feel, well, I made a mistake and that's what happened. But the majority are apologetic. They want to meet with the family. They want to be rehabilitated. They want to change.
Oh, beautiful.
And it is those that I am working with.
Oh, wow.
All right.
What made you come up with this show, man? It's crazy.
It's something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And I did reach out to Minister Lamola, and he was very open to the suggestion. And he said, let's test it. I went into Sun City Prison. I worked with a few offenders, and we had such positive feedback that he said, we would open now all the prisons. You can now engage. There was one gentleman, one male that, he started murdering from the age of 11. Ooh, right? He hates women, so he just would murder for the sake of murdering. He's now 24 years old. He's got a double life sentence. He said to me, Well, he actually didn't come directly to me in the beginning. I went and I gave a talk to the offenders and I left. And the psychologist sent me a voice note to say that this man has been so difficult and so stubborn, and he never, ever took accountability. He would brag about the lives that he took.
Whoa.
And she says, after you left, he came to me and he was crying. And he said that, I don't know what it is about this lady. I feel like I want to heal. I feel like I want to change. I want to meet her. Mm. She sent me a voice note and I sent it to the minister. And I said to him, this is what I received. And we were moved. I sent it to the head of correctional services and she was moved. And she says, listen, we are onto something. If this person who has bragged has now said, and I started working with him and I'm using him to now talk to other offenders because the youngsters look up to him inside the prison. He is now going to the other offenders and saying, no, what we did is wrong. This is what Taz is saying, and this is how Taz is helping me. We've got a list of over 1,000 people in just that male center that wants healing. Right. Wow. I may not get to all of them, but I am trying. I go every week. One at a time.
But they've got time.
But the fact that this male is seen as a leader, the fact that everybody looks up to him and he's able to go to them now and say, what we did is wrong. Crime doesn't pay.
Yeah.
He's reaching out to those that I can't reach out to. Right. So I was very moved by the voice note. And when I went and I made sure I met with him, and he said, I got a son and I don't want my son to take after me. Right. So, and he never wanted to meet his son. And now we are helping him to reconnect as well. Man, and I know some people out there that are watching or listening feel, why can't Tez help us? Mm. Why does she want to help somebody that's taken a life?
Yeah.
Because that person can be released and take one of your family.
Another life. Yes. And they, therefore, it's a correctional service.
Exactly. It's about the rehabilitation.
Yeah.
It's saving a life.
Yeah.
And that's
and
the whole
And more lives. You save. Exactly. If you save a murderer's life, you've saved other lives, essentially.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I try to explain to people.
Taz, with this thing, has there been a time where a guy who's been in there for like 30 years and you feel... And he says he's innocent and he really is innocent.
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
Yes, I've had that situation. There's a young male, actually. He was sentenced. Unfortunately, his father was the one that actually got him arrested.
Framed him.
No, there was a bit of a misunderstanding and his father wanted to prove a point to the family that, you know what, I'm an upstanding member and I won't tolerate this. And he got his son arrested. But he's being released this year. He served 8 years.
That's a long time, man.
A long time.
For what? Yes. What was the charge?
So there was theft involved and his father claimed that he had stolen and he had done this because his father refused to listen to anything else. Right? And he was innocent. Right. So, unfortunately, he served 8 years.
The father knew longer he was innocent.
No. The father passed away. And that's the sad part. Is after he got arrested, about 2 years or just under 2 years later, the dad passed away. So when I was doing the crossing with this gentleman, the father came through and he just was apologizing. Because now he realized he was wrong.
Fuck me.
No way, man.
And this... The male that's in prison now, he's such a lovely person. He said, I don't want to live with this anger. Yeah. I don't want to hate anybody. He's given himself to prayer. He prays every day. He says that I want to believe that I will be healed and that I can go out and make a positive change.
What is this deal that he got sentenced like for over 8 years?
So a cousin accused him of theft.
But it's only theft, man. So long in prison for theft. I mean,
yes.
That's heavy-handed punishment.
Yes. So a cousin accused him of theft, and the father refused to listen to the son's side of the story. He took what was being said.
That's sad, eh?
Taz, you have to go through this on a daily basis. Like, this is
once
like,
a week.
Don't you go for counseling or stuff?
Yeah, I mean, man.
The stuff you share and
who
deal
do you
with.
Go
and,
to?
Yeah. For like,
I often get that question, who do I go to? So I'm very blessed that every time I do a reading, the people that I'm connecting with, your ancestors, are healing me.
Oh. Wow.
So they're not going to take and not
beautiful.
Give.
Beautiful. Yeah, because they're grateful,
so
they're grateful, right?
Me,
of
yes.
the connection. They're very grateful.
100%.
And bless you. in return.
Yay.
Makes sense.
So my kids often say to me, Mom, you're a witch. You get what you want. They say that. And I'm like, no, I'm being protected. Like, I could think of somebody and feel like, why didn't they respond? I need this deal. And next thing I'll get a message from them, you know. But that's also the power of manifestation, which I include in my retreat.
I want to do one of those retreats.
You must. Okay. Yes, you must.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Save me a count.
On the ocean.
Count me in.
And we're gonna leave, the ocean.
Yeah, and we're going to leave the husband.
The ocean.
No, no, the ocean.
Yeah, we're going to leave the husband this time, huh? We need to connect. Tez, love you so much, man. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you guys for having me on your show.
So much.
I just want to ask this question before you go, Tez. You know, there
is it the question that I answered before we started?
No, no. Actually, there was a post by Kanye Mbao that caught a lot of heat, right? About we're a nation of just we're basically just an anxious nation filled with anxiety, basically, because of how people normally go to resort to becoming sangomas because for the sake of healing.
About that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you
for
saw the
post. Sake of healing.
Okay. No, I didn't see the post, but it's something I've been thinking about recently.
Yeah. Yeah, just for context, she says, her words are, you're not having a spiritual calling, you're just going through anxiety. Or depression or some mental stuff. There's no calling. And that's why a lot of people then get told that they have a calling or ancestral calling and become sangomas.
Generally, a lot of people come out and say, no, I'm a sangoma, you know, I've got the calling and so forth. So,
You know, I've been thinking about this recently because I've been watching on social media, quite a few celebrities are coming out wearing spiritual gears and saying that now I'm a healer and all of that. So I'm not taking away from all of that. But sometimes you are going through emotional shift, like how Kanye said, anxiety, right? You're going through emotional shift. You're going through changes and you feel, okay, now I'm a healer and I want to go down this path. And then you go through this whole initiation process and you come out of it feeling that now I'm a healer. But if you are not a healer, you are jeopardizing somebody else's life. Right. Oh. So people need to be very, very conscious of the decisions they're making if they want to go down the route of being a healer. They need to be very aware of what they are saying, because I am getting people that are coming to me to say, but this healer said I must do X, Y, and Z, but it's ruined my life. Right. There's a lady that I spoke to at the end of December. She gave up a very good job in the UK. Right. She's a CA. She had a top job in one of the banks. She gave up all of that, came to South Africa because some healer told her that UK is not for you, South Africa is for you, and you're going to be a sangoma here. And she says, I gave up everything, I came back, and I'm just not happy. She says, nothing's working out. And I said, but your journey was not here. And she says, I can feel it. I can feel I made a big mistake, right? So now she's going back. So can you see how by just thinking, okay, now I'm a sangoma, you're not even sure. Somebody told you, or you're just feeling a shift, you're going to go down the route. And now you're advising people. You're not sure yourself. You're just advising people. You are ruining lives.
Yeah,
right? Seriously. There needs to be accountability. If you say you're a sangoma, you need to be sure about what you're saying, because if you ruin somebody's life, you need to stand up and you need to fix it.
And that's when these stigmas started rising, that sangoma is whatever.
Scam.
It's a scam.
Yeah, because people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be that.
Yes, but personally believe that you do not need to go to anybody to do any prayer. Your prayer starts at home. Right? Why should another individual pray and do something that you can do with your ancestor? Your connection with your ancestor is deeper than a third party getting involved. I'm only that voice to give you a message. I'm in no way saying, come, let's sit and do this ritual or this prayer together. That's between you and your ancestor.
But it's like, why get an Uber if you can drive?
Exactly. All right. But you need a Uber sometimes. It doesn't make sense, actually. It doesn't make sense, actually.
I'm surprised. I'm like,
I'm just agreeing with the crazy guy. I'm just agreeing with the crazy guy.
Oh, we want 50 minutes. Oh, it's 50 minutes.
It just makes sense.
I think it's 50 minutes.
Yeah, now it's time now.
It's that time.
It's miracle clock.
No, I was agreeing with the crazy guy. But what I'm saying is, again, I have no disrespect for Sangomas. Mm. I actually respect Sangomas and what they are doing.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, before you go out looking for that, do it in your home.
Mm.
Connect with your own. And I promise you, you will get healing. I promise you, you will be guided.
How many times do you pray a day?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't have a specific time because I believe in God here.
Yeah.
So I don't need to set a time aside to pray.
No, I'm saying like in a day, would you pray three times?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. You're saying like whenever you feel like
Yeah, I could be driving here and I feel like, Mac G is going to ask me about some murderer that's been released and he needs to know if they lied or not. And I'm driving here. I'm like, I'm cutting that question.
Yeah, we're meant to play because I had clips. I had like 15 clips from previous episodes that we did last year that I was going to play for her. And she must tell us if the celebrity is lying or not. Ooh. Yeah. So she's like, no, we ain't doing that.
I gave him the answer.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, you saw the clips?
No. Oh. No, I didn't show her the clips, but she already knew which clips I was going to play.
Yes. She named Wang the Tana celebrity. Boy. She named the celebrity.
Wang Tana.
You lost.
For real?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to answer that clip of that murderer then.
Because they did it.
Are you still on radio? What's going on?
I'm still on radio. I'm on Metro FM on Monday mornings. I'm also on other radio stations on invitation. Mm-hmm. I have a show on Viva Nation TV, which is On the Couch with Taz. And then we've got Second Chance, which will be released.
And Instagram, you got to let people know where you're at, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your listeners can follow me on Instagram, which is at TazSingh4, TazSingh4. And they can also be part of the retreats or book a private reading as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you, guys. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you for making time, man.
Your schedule was hectic in December.
Yeah, hectic schedule, yo.
But I always make time for you
guys. Hey, now, as we sing out of here.
That was a nice one.
Follow us at Jeff.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear, for if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.